अखण्डम् सच्चिदानन्दम् अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये। पेज नंबर 104 इन दिस बुक। एवं भूता स्वस्वरूप चैतन्य साक्षात्कार पर्यंतम् स्वस्वरूपा चैतन्य साक्षात्कार पर्यंतम् श्रवण मनना निदिध्यासन समाधि अनुष्ठानस्य अपेक्षितत्वात् ते अपि प्रदर्श्यन्ते। श्रवण मनन एंड निदिध्यासन, आर गोइंग टू बी डिस्कस्ड इन दिस सेक्शन। ऑलरेडी द शिष्या हैज अप्रोच्ड द गुरु विद प्रॉपर formality, and the guru has taught the Brahma Vidya. By using proper methodology of teaching, and the whole of teaching we saw in the last sections. And the teaching culminated in revealing the meaning of Tattvamasi, Mahavakya. So the Mahavakya Upadesha is over. If the student is an ideal adhikari is the one who has the sadhana chatushtaya to the greatest extent. If the student is an ideal adhikari, he will have firm knowledge, dridha jnana. Dridha jnana means knowledge without any obstacles. The dridha jnana can also be called apratibaddha jnana, knowledge without obstacles, knowledge without impediments. So if the adhikari is an ideal adhikari, the student is an ideal adhikari, just by listening to the meaning of Mahavakya as told by the guru, he will get firm knowledge, proper knowledge, apratibaddha jnana. And once he gets apratibaddha jnana, he doesn't have to do anything further. Once he gets jnana, he becomes a jivan mukta. So he has nothing further to do. But generally, the adhikaris are not ideal adhikaris. Ideal adhikaris are rare. Therefore, even after the Upadesha of the Mahavakya, after Mahavakya Upadesha, even though Jnana comes, the Jnana is Pratibaddha Jnana. The knowledge comes with obstacles. There are obstacles in knowledge. Pratibandha means obstacle. And the pratibandhas are of two types. Number one, samshaya. Number two is viparyaya or viparita bhavana. Number one is samshaya. Number two is viparyaya or viparita bhavana. And since these two types of obstacles are there, and they are obstructing the assimilation of knowledge, these two obstructions. Even though knowledge is there, these two obstacles don't allow the knowledge to enter inside and stay there firmly. Under such condition, the student requires further sadhana. And the sadhana is in the form of shavana, manana and nididhyasana. Shavana and manana are required to remove samshaya. Why two things are required to remove samshaya? Why shravana and manana are required to remove samshaya? Because there are two types of samshayas. The samshayas are of two types. One is called pramana shanka. Another is called prameya shanka. Pramana shanka and prameya shanka. Pramana shanka means, even though you understand the Tattvamasi Mahavakya, you doubt whether the purport of Vedanta is Advaita or is it something else. Whether Vedanta Shastra means to convey Advaita, or does it convey something other than Advaita? Because the same Vedanta Shastra is taught in different way by some other people. They teach the same text, but they won't agree with what we say. They will say Jiva is different from Ishvara and Jagat is Satya. Like that also some people say. Therefore, some students will get the doubt whether the purport of Vedanta is Advaita or not. To remove, this is called Pramana Shanka. Doubt regarding what the Vedanta Shastra, which is the Pramana, conveys. And the second is prameya shanka. You accept that the Vedanta Shastra says Advaita. The Vedanta Shastra conveys Advaita. Then you have a doubt, how can Advaita be possible? how everything can be Brahman, or how I can be Brahman, or how Jagat can be Mithya. Because I have my own preconceived notions that Jagat is Satya and I am Jiva. If I have to accept what Vedanta Shastra says, I will have to give up my preconceived notions. But I have an idea that whatever I think is true, the Jagat is Satya. Therefore, there is a doubt whether Vedanta Shastra says is correct, whether it is correct according to reasoning or not. I have a gap. My reasoning says something else. My preconceived notions are something else, and what Vedanta Shastra says is something else. Therefore, I am not intellectually convinced. It is called Prameya Shanka. Even though I have Shraddha in the Vedanta Shastra, I am not intellectually convinced. Because I think what I have conceived previously is true. So these are the two types of samshayas. And the Pramana Shanka is removed by Shavana. And Prameya Shanka is removed by Manana. So two obstacles. And there is one more obstacle, that is Viparita Bhavana. Viparita Bhavana means habitual orientation. Even though I know for sure, after Shavana and Manana, I know for sure that I am Brahman. I have no doubt. Intellectually also I am convinced. I have no doubt. In spite of that, because of my habitual thinking that I am a Jiva, because of my habitual previous notion that Jagat is Satya, even though I know that I am Brahman and the Jagat is Mithya, the previous notion keeps coming to me again and again. At the time of transaction, I forget the truth and I seem to think that Jagat is Satya and I am Jiva. This is habitual orientation. It is because the knowledge is not available all the time. This habitual orientation has to be removed by making the knowledge available all the time. And for that, I have to dwell on the knowledge. Jnana Abhyasa. Dwelling on the knowledge. Here we have to be very, very, very sure that Nididhyasana is not a means for getting a new knowledge. Nididhyasana is done after knowledge. For making the knowledge available all the time. For assimilating the knowledge. And therefore it has to be done after getting the knowledge. Knowledge is before Nididhyasana. Once you get jnana only, you can dwell on the knowledge. It is not that you dwell on the knowledge and get the knowledge. Not like that. So Nididhyasana is for assimilating the knowledge, not for getting the knowledge. So it is called Jnana Abhyasa, Nididhyasana. Dwelling on the knowledge and assimilating the knowledge. And the author talks of one more thing called Samadhi. Generally, We don't talk four things. We talk only three things. We tell about only three things. Shravana, Manana and Nididhyasana. Samadhi is not told separately generally. Because Samadhi comes under Nididhyasana only. Samadhi is nothing but the Paripaka Avastha of Nididhyasana. It is a stage of the fructification of Nididhyasana only. While doing Nididhyasana, when somebody gets a strong concentration, a good amount of concentration, he goes into Samadhi. And some people may get Samadhi and some people may not get Samadhi. Some people may by themselves go to Samadhi. But our effort is not to get Samadhi. It is to dwell on the knowledge and to assimilate the knowledge. Some people may go to Samadhi for a longer time. Some people may go to Samadhi more frequently. And some people may not go to Samadhi at all. But that doesn't concern us. Because we are not interested in going to Samadhi. Our interest in Nididhyasana is only to assimilate the knowledge. Samadhi may or may not come. So Samadhi Anushthana. Anushthana, performance of these things. Apekshitatya, we will see the paragraph. Evam bhuta swasvarupa chaitanya sakshatkara paryantam. Paryantam means until. How long one should do sadhana is being told. What is the limit for doing sadhana? Somebody may ask, how long I should do sadhana? 10 years or 12 years or 3 years? Can I get moksha in 3 years? There is no time limit. It may take many janmas also sometimes. And it may happen immediately also. Depends on your preparedness, your readiness. Therefore, paryantam, until. Until what? Until sakshatkara. Sakshatkara means apratibaddha jnana. Knowledge free from obstacles. What are the obstacles? We have seen. Knowledge free from obstacles is called sakshatkara. So sakshatkara paryantam. Until the knowledge becomes free from all obstacles. Until you get unobstructed knowledge. And how to know I have got unobstructed knowledge? As I have identification with my body. If I have the identification that I am Brahman, that is unobstructed knowledge. Nobody has doubt regarding their name. One may forget other person's name, but you will never forget your name. You have very strong identification with your name. Even in sleep, deep sleep, if somebody asks you, you will not say your name is something else. You will say, my name is so and so. Because the identification is strong. Therefore, you don't lose sight of it. Similarly, if you don't lose sight of the knowledge, if you don't lose sight of the fact that you are Brahman, it is sakshatkar. It is unobstructed knowledge. at any situation, at any crisis, one should not lose sight of the knowledge. That is Sakshatkara. And Sakshatkara of what? Swaswarupa Chaitanya. The Chaitanya which is one's own Swarupa, the Brahman. And this Sakshatkara is described in the previous section. Anubhava is described in the previous section in the form of Akhandakara Vritti. That is why he says, Evam Bhuta, this kind of what is said previously. So, Evam Bhuta, Swaswarupa Chaitanya Sakshatkara Paryantam. Shavana Manana Nididhyasana Samadhi Anushthanasya Apekshitatvat. Shavana Manana Nididhyasana and Samadhi Anushthana. These things have to be performed, practiced. Apekshitatvat. Since they are required. Since the performance of these things, these sadhanas, are required. And therefore, tepi pradarshyante, they are also demonstrated, they are also explained. And now the author is defining each of them. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana and Samadhi. So first Shravana. What is Shravana? As I said previously, some people will have a doubt whether Vedanta teaches Advaita or something else. Then this Shravana is required. To ascertain that, the purport of Vedanta is Advaita only. Even though Vedanta Shastra talks of certain other things in between. In between there will be a story. In between there will be a statement which seems to be like Dvaita. But that is not the purport of Vedanta. Vedanta doesn't intend to convey anything other than Advaita. For example, in the class, this is a Vedanta class. And in between I may tell a joke also sometimes. I may tell a story also. This person, when he goes out, if somebody asks what did you listen in the class, he will say there was a story. So that is all he has received in the class. Everything else is he has left here only. What he has taken home is only the joke. What does that mean? That means he has missed the purport. He has missed the central theme of the teaching. And it happens with Vedanta Shastra also. Since the Vedanta Shastra consists of a lot of things, some people miss the central teaching and take home certain things which is not at all intended by Vedanta Shastra at all. That is why there are other schools also. There is Dvaita, there is Vishishta Dvaita. Why? Because they did not see what Vedanta really wants to convey. So we have to understand that the Tatparya means purport, central teaching of Vedanta Shastra is Advaita only. And how to ascertain this? For that we have a tool. We have a methodology. It is nothing very unusual. Because Suppose you read an essay. If you have to understand what is the gist of the essay, what will you do? You will see what is the, read the introduction carefully. The introduction, the beginning, there will be a paragraph. And at last there will be a conclusion, a paragraph in the essay. And in between also certain things they might have told repeatedly. When you understand these certain facts regarding the essay, certain indications in the essay, you will understand what the essay wants to convey. And then you can say what the essay wants to convey in a summarized form. In one sentence you can say. Even though there are so many other things told, there may be a story told. But that is not the purport. What is told in the beginning and what is told at the end and what is repeated in the middle, etc. If you see, that is the purport of the essay. Similarly, here also we have certain indications which shows us that the purport of Vedanta is Advaita only. And these indications in the Vedanta text which shows that the purport of Vedanta is Advaita are called lingas. Linga. Linga means indications or characteristic signs. And there are six lingas. Shadlinga. Six lingas. And what are the six lingas are going to be told. And by seeing these six lingas, you ascertain that the tatparya of Vedanta is Advaita. So that is the Shavana. So we will read. Shavanam nama shadvidha lingaihi ashesha vedantanam advitiya vastuni tatparyavadharanam. Shavanam nama, shavana is ashesha vedantanam tatparyavadharanam, ascertaining the tatparya. Avadharanam means ascertaining. Ascertaining the tatparya of the entire Vedanta. Ashesha Vedantanam. The whole of Vedanta. And tatparya in what? What do the whole Vedanta convey? Advitiya vastuni. In the Advitiya vastu. The whole of Vedanta is committed to convey the Advitiya vastu. The Brahman, which is the vastu, which is the reality, which is one without a second, Advitiya. That means Advaita. Advitiya vastuni tatparya avadharanam. And how it is done? What is the tool for doing this tatparya avadharana? Shadvidha lingaihi. By means of the lingas, six lingas, which will be enumerated later, six lingas, shadvidha linga, six types of lingas. And what are the six types of lingas? Linganito, upakrama upasamhara, abhyasa, apurvata, phala, arthavada, upapatti akhyani. The lingas are six. Number one, ಉಪಕ್ರಮ ಉಪಸಂಹಾರ. ಉಪಕ್ರಮ ಉಪಸಂಹಾರ ನಂಬರ್ ಒನ್. ಉಪಕ್ರಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪಸಂಹಾರ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲಿಂಗ. ನಂಬರ್ ಟೂ ಈಸ್ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸ. ನಂಬರ್ ತ್ರೀ ಈಸ್ ಅಪೂರ್ವತಾ. ನಂಬರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಈಸ್ ಫಲ. ನಂಬರ್ ಫೈವ್ ಈಸ್ ಅರ್ಥವಾದ. ನಂಬರ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಉಪಪತ್ತಿ. ತದುಕ್ತಂ ಉಪಕ್ರಮೋಪಸಂಹಾರೌ ಅಭ್ಯಾಸೋ ಪೂರ್ವತಾ ಫಲಂ ಅರ್ಥವಾದೋಪಪತ್ತಿ ಚ ಲಿಂಗಂ ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ ನಿರ್ಣಯೇ. ತದುಕ್ತಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್. ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಬೈ said in the tradition. So the same things are told in the tradition by a previous acharya, and what he has said is quoted here. Upakrama upasamharau. Upakrama and upasamhara. Upakrama means beginning. Upasamhara means conclusion. So the beginning and conclusion form the first linga. Abhyasa means a repetition. Apurvata, originality. Originality means what is told by Vedanta, what is revealed by Vedanta is not available for other means of knowledge. That is originality. If what is told by Vedanta is known by some other pramana, then that cannot be the tatparya of Vedanta. Because Vedanta has no work in conveying what is known by other pramana. For example, ghee is good for health. If Veda says, that is not the tatparya of Veda. Because it is known by other pramana. Fire is hot. If Vedanta says, that cannot be tatparya. Because it is known by pratyaksha undi. Therefore, for something to be the tatparya of Vedanta Shastra, it has to be something which is not known by other pramanas. So, abhyasa, apurvata, phalam, phala means result. What Vedanta conveys, if it is the tatparya, it should have some result. It should have some benefit. Certain things which don't have any benefit, if it is told in the Vedanta, you can understand very clearly that it cannot be the tatparya. Therefore, if Vedanta says you are jiva, Ishvara is different. If Vedanta says like that, it cannot have tatparya. Why? Because by knowing that I am jiva, there is no benefit. And Vedanta need not tell that also, because it is experienced. Every day I am experiencing that I am jiva. So it doesn't have apurvata also. It doesn't have phala also. So phalam, arthavada. Arthavada means eulogy or praise. Stuti. Whatever Vedanta wants to convey, it will praise. If Advaita is, what Vedanta wants to convey, it will praise that knowledge. Upapatti. Upapatti means logic or reasoning. Reasoning. Upapatti cha lingam tatparya nirnaye. These are the lingas for tatparya nirnaya. For ascertaining the tatparya. So now each one is defined. What is upakrama and upasamhara is told. Prakarana pratipadyasya arthasya tadajyantayoho upapadanam upakramopasamharau. Prakarana pratipadyasya arthasya. The subject matter of a prakarana. The subject matter of a section will be told in the beginning and end of the section. Tadajyantayoho upapadanam. It will be presented. Upapadanam. There will be presentation of the subject matter in the Adi and Anta of the Prakarana. Tadajyantayoho, in the Adi and Anta of the Prakarana, it will be presented. Upapadanam. It is called Upakrama and Upasamhara respectively. So Upakrama means Prakarana Adau Pratipadanam. In the beginning of the Prakarana, the subject matter is told. That is called Upakrama. And in the end of the Prakarana, the subject matter is told. It is called Upasamhara. And for that, the Acharya gives an example also. And here the examples are from the 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad. In the Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, there is the conversation between Uddalaka and Shvetaketu. Uddalaka teaching Shvetaketu, his son. And there, you will find all these indications, all these lingas. And by seeing these lingas, you can ascertain that the tatparya is Advaita only. So, yatha chandogye shashtadhyaye prakarana pratipadyasya advitiya vastunaha ekameva advitiyam iti adau aitadatmyamidam sarvam iti antecha pratipadanam yatha. For example, chandogye, in the Chandogya Upanishad, shashtadhyaye, in the 6th chapter, prakarana pratipadyasya advitiya vastunaha, the advitiya vastu, the Brahman, which is prakarana pratipadya, which is the subject matter of the prakarana. It is told in the beginning as well as end. In the beginning what is told? Ekameva advitiyam iti adau. Iti adau. In the beginning, adau. Ekameva advitiyam. One without a second is told. And at the end what is told? Aitadatmyamidam sarvam. It is the atma of everything. Is told in the end. Iti antecha. It is told in the end. Antecha pratipadanam. It is presented. It is told. So this is upakrama and upasamhara. And second is abhyasa. Prakarana pratipadyasya वस्तुनः तन्मध्ये पौनःपुन्येन प्रतिपादनम् अभ्यासः प्रकरणप्रतिपाद्यस्य वस्तुनः द वस्तु विच इस द सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ द प्रकरण प्रकरण प्रतिपाद्य मीन्स सब्जेक्ट मैटर ऑफ द प्रकरण तन्मध्ये इन द मिडल ऑफ द प्रकरण पौनःपुन्येन अगेन एंड अगेन रिपीटेडली प्रतिपादनम प्रेजेंटिंग इज कॉल्ड अभ्यास रिपीटेड प्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ द तात्पर्य repeated presentation of what has to be conveyed is called abhyasa. If something is told once, it may not be what the person means to convey. But he repeatedly tells something, you can easily understand that he really wants to convey that. He really means it. So similarly Vedanta also, sometimes once in a while it may say something, but that is not the purport. But what is told repeatedly is one of the indications that it is the purport. So yatha tatraiva advitiya vastuni madhye tattvamasiti navakrittvah pratipadanam. For example, tatraiva. Tatraiva means in the Chandogya itself. Sixth chapter of Chandogya only. Advitiya vastuni madhye. Advitiya vastuni. In the context of revealing the advitiya vastu, madhye, in the middle of that prakarana, tattvamasi iti, the statement tattvamasi, navakritva pratipadanam, it is told 9 times, navakritvaha, 9 times, the statement tattvamasi is repeated 9 times. You are that, 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 you are that. How many times over? 6 times. Yeah. So like that 9 times Uddalaka tells Shvetaketu. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. Oh Shvetaketu, you are that. Once is not enough. Again he says, you are that, oh Shvetaketu. Like that 9 times he says. What does that mean? It has to be the purport. So, navakritva pratipadanam, telling that 9 times, shows that it is what really Vedanta conveys. Jiva Brahma Aikya is conveyed by Vedanta. So, prakarana pratipadyasya advitiya vastunaha pramanantara avishayikaranam apurvata. So, prakarana pratipadyasya advitiya vastunaha pramanantara avishayikaranam apurvata. Yatha tatraiva advitiya vastunaha manantara avishayikaranam. So, apurvata means what is told in Vedanta Shastra is not available for other means of knowledge. Prakarana pratipadya advitiya vastu. The advitiya vastu, which is the subject matter of the prakarana, which is the subject matter of the particular section of Vedanta. Pramanantara avishayikaranam. It is not available for other pramanas, not available for other means of knowledge. It is not the subject matter of other means of knowledge, like pratyaksha, etc. It is called apurvata. So, if Vedanta says, fire is hot, agnir himasya bheshajam, Vedanta, Veda says, there is a Vedic statement. Agnir himasya bheshajam. The fire is a medicine for hima, for ice. Means fire will destroy ice. Is there tatparya in that statement? There is no tatparya. Vedanta doesn't want to convey that statement as a new fact. It cannot convey also because it is already known by other means of knowledge. Therefore, apurvata is not there in that statement. So, this fact is known by other means of knowledge. Therefore, apurvata is not there. Therefore, it cannot be the tatparya. But in the case of tattvamasi, apurvata is there because you cannot know it by any other means of knowledge. Therefore, it can be the tatparya. Yatha, yatha, tatraiva, advitiya vastunaha, manantara avishayi karanam. Yatha, as tatraiva, in the Chandogya Shashtadhyaya, Advitiya vastu naha, the advitiya vastu, manantara avishayikaranam, it is not revealed by any other means. Mana antara means other means, other means of knowledge, like pratyaksha, etc. It cannot reveal, avishayikaranam means it is not revealed by other means of knowledge. Phalam to prakarana pratipadyasya atmajnanasya tadanushthanasya va tatra tatra shoyamanam prayojanam phala. Phala means result. Prakarana pratipadyasya atmajnanasya. The atmajnana which is revealed by the prakarana. The atmajnana which is the subject matter of the prakarana. And also anushthana of this atmajnana. The pursuit of the atmajnana. The whole of sadhanas. The jnana as well as the jnana sadhana. So, anushthana means sadhana, meant for gaining the knowledge. Tatra tatra, here and there, in the Vedanta, shuyamanam prayojanam, the prayojana which is heard, the prayojana which is told, here and there in the Vedanta Shastra. It is called phala. What is the purpose of this knowledge? What do you get by this knowledge? What happens when you get knowledge? That is called phala. So if something is told which doesn't have any phala, it cannot be the tatparya of Veda. Because Veda is committed to convey something which is useful to you. That is the work of Veda. So yatha tatra acharyavan purusho veda तस्य तावदेव चिरम् यावन्न विमोक्ष्ये अथ सम्पत्स्ये इति अद्वितीय वस्तु ज्ञानस्य तत्प्राप्तिः प्रयोजनं श्रूयते यथा फॉर एग्जांपल तत्र इन द छांदोग्य षष्ठाध्याय देयर इज अ प्रयोजना स्टेटमेंट ए स्टेटमेंट विच कन्वेज द प्रयोजना ऑफ दिस नॉलेज आचार्यवान पुरुषो वेदा या आई हैव ऑलरेडी रेड आचार्यवान पुरुषो वेदा दिस नॉलेज दिस फैक्ट द अद्वैत अद्वितीय वस्तु इज नोन वेदा हू नोस इट आचार्यवान पुरुष ए पर्सन हू हैज एन आचार्य A person who has a teacher alone will know it. Without a teacher, you cannot know, it is told. But that is not the part we require here. What we require here is after that. Since it comes along with that, it's also given. Tasya tavadeva chiram. He has to wait only until then. Tavadeva, till then only, chiram, means he has to wait, he has a delay. Means, once you get knowledge, how long you will have to wait for getting videha mukti? How long you will have to wait till you get freedom from being embodied? Jivan Mukti you will get immediately. As soon as you get knowledge, you are Jivan Mukta. But in spite of getting Jivan Mukti, there will be some pain in the body, etc. If somebody pinches the Jivan Mukta, will also have pain. So all this body pain will be there. All these some problems will be there for a Jivan Mukta also. But when he gets Videha Mukti, even the body is not there. So body pain also is gone. So how long he will wait for Videha Mukti? How long he will have to wait? Yavanna vimokshe. Until this body falls, he will have to wait. Until the prarabdha is over and this body collapses, he will have to wait for Videha Mukti. And it is a very short period. Falling of this body is a very short period compared to the limitless number of years we lived so far. Limitless number of years we lived means the jiva is anadi. You can't ask when the jiva began. Jiva has been going on. We had many bodies. We have been taking one body after another body. And compared to that, that time span, this time span is very short. Even if it is 50, 60 years, I don't know how much I have to wait. So, it is very short. So, only till then he has to wait. And once this body collapses, atha sampatsye, he becomes one with Brahman. Once this body is gone, he doesn't have another janma. He becomes free from the cycle of births. So like that, the phala of jnana is told. If you get jnana, you get videha mukti, you get freedom from rebirth. Iti advitiya vastu jnanasya tat praptihi prayojanam suyate. Iti, in this manner, advitiya vastu jnanasya, the knowledge of the advitiya vastu. What is the phala? Tat praptihi, the attainment of the advitiya vastu. Attainment of brahmahood, brahma status. Once you get jnana, you become Brahman. You are not different from Brahman. It is the prayojana which is told in Chandogya. So, phala. And two more are there, arthavada and upapatti. That we will discuss in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.